You'll hear a woman called Lara King talking about her experiences after losing her job. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2. Pause the recording for 45 seconds. You'll need to play the recording twice.
My name's Lara King, and I'm here to tell you about my experience of losing my job. I'd had a feeling I would get made redundant. One of my best friends worked as a banker, and she'd lost her job, as had another one who was an IT consultant. I had a good job as a lawyer, and the company I was employed by had just been taken over. I'd been working there for 3 years, and I loved it. I lost my job in August. I'd just been off sick with flu. I don't usually catch things. The last time I was ill was at school when I had bronchitis quite badly once. Anyway, I'd been off for over a week. Then, on my first day back at work, I found I didn't have a job anymore. My first reaction was to rush back home to my parents in Ireland, but I decided to resist that. Then, within a week, I'd booked a flight to Central America and spent a month travelling there. I thought to myself, I'm 33, I don't have any ties, and I don't have to find a new job. I can use this as an opportunity to do something totally different. Anyone with a job like I had should have something they'd like to do if they get made redundant. Something like improve their French or learn how to play golf. I'd recently been skiing for the first time, and I really enjoyed it, but had thought to myself that I'd never be able to get that good if I only did it once a year. So, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to spend more time in the mountains. I began working as a rep with a winter holiday company. It was like nothing I've ever done before. I'm not normally someone who likes early mornings, but when I had to get up at 6 a.m. and saw the sunrise, it was all worth it. I don't think I've ever seen such beauty. 6 months ago, I was working at a computer all day, every day. And who knows what I'll be doing this time next year. I liked my life before, but I appreciate now that it was very ordinary, and there's an awful lot more out there. If one of my friends got made redundant tomorrow, what advice would I give? Well, the first thing I'd say is to welcome it, and above all, don't panic. See it as a chance to do something you've never done before. As for the people who've put you in that position, I think it's also crucial not to feel a sense of anger towards them, partly because there's no point, but also because they've actually given you an opportunity. My main feeling now towards the people who fired me is, honestly, one of gratitude. If you're given the chance to try something different, you should just take it. My name's Lara King, and I'm here to tell you about my experience of losing my job. I'd had a feeling I would get made redundant. One of my best friends worked as a banker, and she'd lost her job, as had another one who was an IT consultant. I had a good job as a lawyer, and the company I was employed by had just been taken over. I'd been working there for 3 years, and I loved it. I lost my job in August. I'd just been off sick with flu. I don't usually catch things. The last time I was ill was at school when I had bronchitis quite badly once. Anyway, I'd been off for over a week. Then, on my first day back at work, I found I didn't have a job anymore. My first reaction was to rush back home to my parents in Ireland, but I decided to resist that. Then, within a week, I'd booked a flight to Central America and spent a month travelling there. I thought to myself, I'm 33, I don't have any ties and I don't have to find a new job. I can use this as an opportunity to do something totally different. Anyone with a job like I had should have something they'd like to do if they get made redundant. Something like improve their French or learn how to play golf. I'd recently been skiing for the first time and I really enjoyed it, but had thought to myself that I'd never be able to get that good if I only did it once a year. So it seemed like the perfect opportunity to spend more time in the mountains. I began working as a rep with a winter holiday company. It was like nothing I've ever done before. I'm not normally someone who likes early mornings, but when I had to get up at 6 a.m. and saw the sunrise, it was all worth it. I don't think I've ever seen such beauty. 6 months ago, I was working at a computer all day, every day. And who knows what I'll be doing this time next year. I liked my life before, but I appreciate now that it was very ordinary. And there's an awful lot more out there. If one of my friends got made redundant tomorrow, what advice would I give? Well, the first thing I'd say is to welcome it, and above all, don't panic. See it as a chance to do something you've never done before. As for the people who've put you in that position, I think it's also crucial not to feel a sense of anger towards them, partly because there's no point, but also because they've actually given you an opportunity. My main feeling now towards the people who fired me is, honestly, one of gratitude. If you're given the chance to try something different, you should just take it.